Marcia joins us in the studio every week, and side by side, she helps us become better people. I mean, what could be better, right? What could be possibly better than that? Good morning,
It's a worthy aspiration, anyway.
It's a worthy aspiration.
And it's nice to be by your side this morning.
Oh, thank you, Marcia. You're looking very stylish with your purple and green
purple
going
and
on.
Green. I'm trying to be inclusive.
Yes.
St. Urho's and St. Patrick's. So, and today, speaking of inclusive, yeah. I want to talk about ease versus effort. Ease. And
okay.
So here's how it came up in my head. I was going through the web, updating some of my old radio, listening to some of my old radio shows. And I was listening and I thought, gosh, I'm making it sound so hard. These are a couple year old radio shows. I'm thinking, gosh, I'm like, you got to work at it. You know, you got to know what you want to have happen. And you got to, you know. And I'm thinking, I have that tendency. I have a tendency to be earnestly working hard. You know? And I'm working on cultivating more ease in the way I do stuff.
Okay.
So I'm having this fight in my head, you know, that, but you don't want to lose the good side. You know, I can put the plow in the ground and I can keep it in the ground for days and get some, you know, stuff done. But at what cost?
Oh, yeah.
And so as I was thinking about this and thinking about, now, isn't it really about growth, really about how to be in the, you know, we've talked about this so many times, how to be in the moment, mm-hmm. how to be accepting. So I'm having this fight in my head talking about ease versus effort. And I remembered some work in polarity management. Doesn't that sound fancy? Polarity management, polar opposites. I mean, we have them all over.
Yeah.
Change, stability, analysis, encouragement, or critique and encouragement, action, reflection. It's part of life. It's part of our political discourse.
Oh, you know, my goodness.
Individual, community, right?
Mm-hmm.
State, federal. And yet, we tend to talk about polarities as if they're problems to be solved, and we tend to swing one way or the other.
Yeah.
And so if you've ever been inside an organization, I used to work in human resources in an organization, and for a while, we would be centralized, because when you're centralized, you get, it's cost effective and you can streamline, but then after a while, we would decentralize, because then you're close to the customer and you can, you know, customize the projects, but then we would centralize because it was a blah, blah, blah. You know,
yeah.
And we would just swing back and forth between the polarities. And that's what happens with everything, you know, clarity, flexibility, action, reflection. We tend to lobby for one side. Like, I have some friends who are ease advocates,
mm-hmm.
and they will say, hey, didn't happen, it's not meant to happen. And of course, I have a lot of friends, and my heritage is where the action.
Make it happen. Yeah.
So, I mean, it was classic. I found online, I'm thinking, okay, what do I know about, you know, ease and effort? I'm looking online, and there's a Winston Churchill quote, you know, continuous effort, not strength or intelligence, is the key to unlocking our potential. It's like, yeah, and that's...
Because that resonates with you.
It's Western,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And yet, at the same time, I read Bruce Lee, or the Oriental approach, the less effort, the faster and the more powerful you will be. So they both have their strengths. So
mm-hmm.
in polarity management, it's not something to be fixed, it's something to be understood. And then, this is so cool, I'm so excited I found this form online, a polarity management form by Dr. Michael Welp. And it's this polarity, it's called polarity map. And so think of this, you got a square and you put one line down through the middle vertically and one line across
so
in the middle.
So you end up with a
2x2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep, 2x2s.
Right. And so what you look at is, okay, so what's the polarity in your life right now? And for me, it's this ease, effort, polarity. And then what you do is you think about what's the upside of each side of the polarity and what's the downside of each polarity. So for example, ease, I go with where my energy is, I'm more relaxed, I have more discerning about what I want to put energy into. And on the effort, the upside is I get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
I overcome obstacles. I keep focused on what I'm committed to.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a polarity map, then you also put the downside too on the bottom side of this square. But the thing is, for polarities, you want to keep both upsides. It's not the swing back and forth. So, you know, in political discourse and in inside my head discourse, how do I stay in the tension of, in this case, how do I have the best parts of ease and the best parts of effort?
Mm-hmm.
And think how that would change our conversations.
Wow.
If we were to go that route. So that brought me back to the book Flow by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi. He wrote a book on optimal performance, and he basically was talking just about that. And when we really have the opportunity to be in the flow, sort of optimal performance where things fall into place is when we're using our greatest strengths, which we have to cultivate with effort, and we allow things to happen. So for in a quote from his book, it does not seem to be true that work necessarily needs to be unpleasant. It may always have to be hard, or at least harder than doing nothing, but there's ample evidence that work can be enjoyable and that indeed it is often the most enjoyable part of life. So I'm working on and allowing ease and effort to be in attention and pay attention to the upside on both of those. And because I am an effort kind of gal, I love this Rainier Maria Rilke quote as a close. May what I do flow from me like a river. No forcing, no holding back, the way it is with children. So that's what I'm working on understanding.